If a city grows quickly, we might say it sprang up overnight. The state capitol literally sprang into existence in just one night. We'll go back to that night and the events leading up to the mass migration to buy those town lots on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
April 21st, 1889. Michael Dean shares the story of the land run that created Oklahoma's capital city.
The day before the land run, there were something in the neighborhood of 10, maybe 15 people living here, and that's all. By the evening of April the 22nd, the next day, there was an estimated 5,000 to 6,000 people who came in here who were staking out town lots and intended to live in what was going to become Oklahoma City.
In the mid-1880s, the Santa Fe Railroad extended a line from Kansas City to Dallas.
Where that railroad came through the central part of the territory, there was a river, the North Canadian River, and they built a small station there for the locomotives to be able to pick up water for the steam, and they named that station the Oklahoma Station.
Oklahoma is two Choctaw words, meaning home of the red man. The railroad helped give the city its new name. There were plenty of people ready to move into the territory well ahead of the land run, though. In the 1870s and 1880s, David Payne organized people to settle the lands because he said they were in the public domain.
So he would bring people from Kansas down here. They were called boomers because that word at that time would be synonymous with the word promoting. So he was booming or promoting the idea of being able to settle in these unassigned lands.
Payne's efforts were quickly squashed on multiple occasions.
Hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people would come with him. They were the boomers, and the army from Fort Reno would round them up and take them back to Kansas. But that's where the term boomer came from.
Eventually, the land was opened in the spring of 1889, and the state and its eventual capital grew into prominence literally overnight. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.